worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Lord, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words, which I command you today, shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Reading verse 9 one more time. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Then looking, again, that was Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Then looking in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Matthew, all of Matthew chapter 28. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful and the glorious privilege of being a part of your family. Thank you for loving us so much that you came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for our sins and rose again from the dead. You made a way for us to be drawn off the road to hell, on the road to heaven and eternal life. What a joy, what a privilege, what a blessing, what a gift. Thank you for loving us with such an everlasting love as that. But Lord, thank you for the fact that you didn't stop there. You commissioned us into your army and your family to be involved in the great work, the great army that goes into the world to carry the gospel to the world. You told us to go into all the world and make disciples. What a joy and a privilege it is to be disciple makers. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to passionately be about the work of evangelism and discipleship daily and as a lifestyle. And help us to know, Lord, that we're to be disciple makers. And one of the very important aspects of that work is discipling our children, our young people. And Lord, thank you for the fact that in so many ways, it's easy to lead a child to Christ. And it's easy to help a child grow up in the faith as we simply do our job as the church in sharing your word and teaching them to come to know Jesus and teaching them how to walk with Jesus. Empower us to be the discipling church you've called us to be and the church that is faithfully discipling our children and youth as you call us to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much that you are love. Father, your scripture says that you're love. And Father, in these moments, we praise you for that. Father, you are the embodiment of love. You are the will of love. You are the power of love. You came down in the form of Jesus to die for our sins while we were still sinners. Father, we could never understand the extent of your full love for us. But thank you so much for this opportunity to learn more about you and to grow in relationship with you. Father, we just come to you now to spend time with you and to see what your will is, to spend time with you in relationship and to invest in your kingdom. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to be in the midst of our ongoing Ten Commandments project. You know, this is our youth discipleship project, and we continue to be very excited about it. This month, during the month of June, is the month in which we're specifically focusing on the Ten Commandments Speech Challenge. And so, specifically, during this month, we're encouraging youth ages 7 to 17 to participate in the project. Now, keep in mind, this part basically involves their participation in this way. They're simply to write a speech or have one help them write a speech that focuses on the first of the Ten Commandments, "You shall have no other gods before me." We suggest it'd be 3 to 5 minutes or so, but any length is welcome. Use your cell phone or any other recording device you wish to use to record it. Send it to faq@afa.net or jparker@afa.net. Put in the four column, Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge 2025. We've begun to get the speeches in so far, and everyone has been great thus far, and we're looking forward to getting many, many more. So if you have a young person that would like to participate, please encourage them to get involved. Again, the speech challenge runs from June 1st to June 30th. And so please keep in mind their prize would be they would receive a free Ten Commandments T-shirt, a bookmark, and a free shipping coupon code to use with the AFA Resource Center. Please encourage your children, grandchildren, any other youth that you know to be involved. We look forward to getting response from children from all over the U.S. and anywhere else the Lord may have them to get in touch with us from as well. Today, we're very honored and blessed to have with us Sister Evelyn Kambuku. She is a missionary from the nation of Malawi, Africa, and she works with a ministry called TAG Kids Club. Sister Evelyn, how are you today?
I'm good, and you. Thank you so much for having me.
An honor to have you on today. And again, from the nation of Malawi, Africa. And so, again, I think you did say that Malawi is East Africa. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. Well, if you would take a moment now to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners, along with telling some about yourself, tell our listeners about TAG Kids Club.
So TAG Kids Club is one of those ministries that started in the United States of America. It was started by TAG Reed. He started the ministry in order to reach out to different kids in different schools. So the ministry came here in Malawi in 2021, and we've been doing ministry since 2021 up to now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Well, and so Tag Kids Club, where is it? Where does that ministry hail from? Where's the headquarters for Tag Kids Club ministry?
So the headquarters of Tag Kids Club is in Mississippi, where our founder for the ministry lives.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know then. So, well, so tell us about Malawi. Malawi, of course, as a nation in East Africa, many people would know of Malawi. But tell us a little bit about it and just some things that from your heart are helpful for us to know, that being the mission field God has called you to.
So as you have already said, Malawi is located in southeastern Africa. It's called the warm heart of Africa because of the kindness and the hospitality of its people. And I would so much love you to come so that you can see how welcoming our people are. And we are most famous with our lake. It's Lake Malawi, which is the third largest and second deepest lake in Africa. A large percentage of our population is under the age of 18, which makes children's ministry very important.
Hmm. Okay. Well, and so you said the second largest body of water in Africa, did you say?
So we have a lake. It's called Lake Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
And our lake is the third largest. Second deepest lake in Africa, the whole of Africa.
I see. All righty. All right. Well, Eve, tell us how you came to know the Lord. Tell us about your testimony.
Thank you. I gave my life to Jesus at a young age, and it was one of the defining moments of my life. I was blessed to have parents who taught me about Jesus. But I lost both of my parents when I was still young, probably in primary school. That time I was in standard 4. And their absence was incredibly so painful. Yet even in their absence, the truth that they instilled in me about God's love, His word, and the power of prayer remained with me and guided me through the most difficult seasons of my life. So the very foundation that my parents instilled in me and my siblings gave us hope. That is why I'm so passionate about reaching children with the gospel. I believe that with the experience that I have had, with my life experience, I know how important it is to teach children the word of God. For the Bible says, teach the children the word of God, and when they grow up, they will not depart from the word. Through Tag Kids Club, we are helping a lot of people to know more about God.
Mm. Well, again, we're grateful that you're on with us today and sharing about this great mission-minded ministry that specifically focuses on ministering to children. Father, thank you, Lord, for Eve. Thank you for the ministry of Tag Kids Clubs. And thank you, Father, for the way that you're using this ministry to begin to share the gospel with children and youth and teaching them how to grow and grow strong in their new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, anoint the ministry of Tag Kids Club with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Set it on fire of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, more and more open doors for the ministry to move forward in Malawi and in every other nation that you'd have it to go forth in. And Lord, we ask that you pray us, we just pray a special prayer for Sister Eve, as she provides leadership in her nation in carrying the work of the Great Commission forward. Bless her according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Sister Eve Kambuku, a missionary of Malawi, Africa. We'll be right back.
Sometime, why not now? If we gotta start somewhere, I say here. If we gotta start sometime, I say now. Through the fog, there is hope in the distance. From cathedrals to third world missions, love will fall to the earth like a crashing wave. Tonight's the night for the sinner.
The music of Toby Mac with City on Our Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sister Evelyn Kambuku. She's a missionary in the nation of Malawi, Africa, working with the ministry Tag Kids Club. Sister, Sister Eve, as we begin this segment, would you take time now specifically to pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear and hearts to receive any and all the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Yes, Pastor Parker. So right now, we want to pray for everyone else who is listening to us today. We know that God has called you, has put you, or has helped you to listen today because God has a purpose with your life. I know that everyone who is listening today is listening because God has something special for them, because there is a message that God wants you to listen today. So at this time, allow me to pray for everyone who is listening right now. Lord, we pray for each and everyone who is listening today. Father, we pray for each and everyone who is here today, just listening to your word, just listening to our discussions. Father, we know that so many things are happening around us. We know that we have got so many children that are not going the right way because they are lacking the word of God. Father, we know that we have got so many youth in our areas that are going through so many challenges in their lives because they are lacking the word of God in their life. Father, we pray for each and every individual who is listening to us today. We pray, Father, that may you give them the heart to be able to start ministry in their areas. Father, we know that there are so many people who know the word, but they are so reluctant to teach others the word of God. They are so reluctant to evangelize to different people in their communities. But Father, we pray for each and everyone who is listening today. We pray that may you give them the heart so that they can be able to start their clubs, even to start different ministries in their areas. Father, we know that we have got so many people that we need to reach out to. So we need so many individuals that are willing to take the word to other places, Father. So we pray for everyone who is listening today. We pray that may the Spirit of our Lord be with you. May the Spirit of our Lord guide you so that you can go to your areas and reach out to different people. We even pray for the kids that are around them, Jehovah. We pray that these kids should be able to listen to the word. We pray for their parents. We pray that they should be able to teach their children the word of God. We pray for different churches around the world. We pray that these churches, Lord Almighty, should continue to teach the children the word of God. We even pray for different Sunday school teachers around the world. We continue to pray that may you continue to encourage them so that they can continue to teach the children the word of God. Because as we have said, that as these children listen to your word, they are not going to be the same, that their life will be changed forever. And these children will even minister to other people that are in their areas. So we pray for our kids in our different areas. We pray, Father, that may you be with our kids. May you help them so that they can know more about you. We pray for our kids so that they can grow in the knowledge of our Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Eve. We do appreciate that. Can you share with us, share more about how the ministry of TAG Kids Club both came to Malawi, and share with us plans for this ministry spreading into other parts of the continent of Africa?
Thank you. So TAG Kids Club came to Malawi in 2021 through the late Dr. Paul Chinchin of African Bible College. He recruited me to be part of the ministry, and he communicated with the founder of TAG Kids Club, and Paul Chinchin is the one who helped TAG read to know more about me. So from 2021, we have been teaching in different schools here in Malawi. So right now, we have 11 schools that we are teaching, and we also go to communities. Here we call them villages. So we are reaching out to 3 villages, and in these villages, we have different kids. So far, we are reaching out to more than 2,000 kids. That's combining in our schools and in the villages that we go to.
That's great. Praise God. Praise God for that. Well, so you have the opportunity to go into public schools in Malawi, is that correct?
We go to both schools. We go to public schools, private schools, and we even do it as an after-school club where we teach the children in the villages.
That's good. You know, Sister Eve, something I think of that it's so good for the kingdom of God and the church to be able to reach into schools, because many times schools are some of the greatest places whereby you're able to reach larger numbers of children. And, you know, it really is it's a wicked thing to try to block children from receiving the word of God, no matter where that happens, because children desperately need to know Jesus. They need to know the word of God and allow the word of God to change their lives. But sadly, we live in a world where sometimes they try to block that from happening. But thank the Lord for the fact that in Malawi, you're welcome to take the Word of God into the public schools. The church should have the freedom to do that actually everywhere in the world, whether they do or not. So thank you for sharing that. Well, if someone is interested in learning more about TAG Kids Clubs, and maybe they might be thinking, well, I'd be interested in bringing that ministry to my community and getting involved. How, if they're interested in maybe bringing the ministry to their community, how would they do that?
With TAG Kids Club, we train people that want to be teaching in our different schools. So if you are someone who has never taught, but you have the heart to teach the children, we give you the opportunity to be trained by our various teachers. So we have teachers that were trained, and these teachers are even trainers. They can train people that are willing to be trained. So if you are here in Malawi, normally I'm the one who trains individuals that want to start clubs, that want to start ministries. If you are in the United States of America, you can reach out to our founder, TAG Reed. He and the team in U.S. will help you to be trained so that you can be teaching in various schools. So at the end, we'll be able to give you the contacts of TAG Reed. If you are in USA, you can reach out to him and he can show you the way on how you can be trained. If you are here in Malawi, you can reach out to me and I can be able to train you as well. So it doesn't matter if you're a teacher or you're not a teacher, but the fact that you have the heart to teach the children, it means that God will give you the abilities, and with the help of our team, you will be able to know our lessons and you'll be able to teach.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And again, Our hope is that every single listener would prayerfully ask the Lord what he'd have them to do in it, because the reality is most, basically every community needs more ministry to children and young people. And the fact is that sometimes people think, well, I'm not trained or equipped. Well, the reality is one of the most important things is simply having a heart to do the work and the call of God. And the reality is every believer is called to be involved in the work of carrying out the Great Commission, going into all the world and making disciples. And so for every single person listening, it may be that you feel led to begin a tag kids club in your community, or it may be the Lord is leading you, maybe not necessarily to do that ministry, but to do something similar with children and young people. Reaching and ministering to youth is a big mission field in all the nations of the world. So how important it is that we take that serious. Lord, thank you again for the ministry of Tag Kids Club. Thank you for Brother Tag, that who you used to start it. Thank you for Sister Eve, who's carrying your word and carrying this ministry forward in the country of Malawi. And Lord, thank you for the fact that you've raised up many people and many ministries in so many different parts of the world to minister specifically to children and young people. Father, raise up more and more, just send forth more and more laborers who specifically are called to minister to children and young people, and set them on fire with a passion to carry out that work. And Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to recognize, Lord, that we be time and time again the need to begin in prayer, seeking your heart, your mind, and your will as it relates to how and where to go forward to do your work, how important it is for us to live a lifestyle of doing just that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Sister Eve, can you tell us what are some of the biggest challenges that you face and or that maybe the church faces in carrying out the Great Commission in the nation of Malawi? What would be some of the biggest challenges or obstacles that may seem to try to get in the way of that work being done?
So Malawi is one of those poor countries here in Africa. We face so many challenges for us to reach to different kids in our communities. For example, we need transportation for us to go to these different villages that we have. We also need the materials that we normally use as we are teaching the kids here in Malawi. The kids don't have the necessary resources for them to learn. For example, the pencils, everything that you can think of. Most of the kids are not privileged to have that. So as Tag Kids Club, we provide all the teaching materials that the kids need for them to learn. And if we're reaching out to the families as well, most of these families don't have Bibles and the like. So we are living in a country that is facing, that is going through so much challenges. And for us to reach out to these children, to reach out to these families, we need a lot of resources for us to go out there and reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things believers, listeners can do is both pray for the church in Malawi as well as maybe be in touch with Tag Kid Clubs to find ways we can be supportive prayer-wise and financially to help Tag Kids Club do what they do. Would that be correct?
Yes.
All right. All righty. Our time is almost up at us, Sister Eve. Again, we really do appreciate you being with us. Share one or two things you would ask listeners to pray for the church in Malawi about, as well as to pray for Tag Kids Club in Malawi. What are one or two things you'd ask our listeners to pray for?
With Tag Kids Club here in Malawi, we are going out to villages that are not reachable. We are going to those villages that are hostile. We are going to those villages that are not welcoming the word of God, but still more, we are going to those villages. So we want so many people to be praying for those people that are volunteering in these different areas. We want people to pray for them. God should strengthen them so that they can continue to reach out to the people that they are reaching out to. We also want people, we should just join together to pray for the church here in Malawi in general. We have to pray that more churches should be able to fund projects like Tag Kids Club so that we can reach out to different areas here in Malawi. As I have said, right now we are only reaching out to kids that are here in Malawi, but we have got so many countries that are surrounding us. We know that these countries, they also want to receive the word. So we need to pray that we should find the resources so that we can even go to our neighboring countries. Malawi is surrounded by countries like Mozambique, Zambia, Zimbabwe. So it would be very good if we can go to these nations as well, so that if we reach out to them, they can also reach out to other countries.
Mm. All right. Well, Sister Eve, thank you so much for being with us. Father, thank you for Sister Eve and Tag Kids Club there in Malawi. Father, flood them with favor, grace, peace, abundant resources spiritually and financially, and abundant provision. Bless them and bless us to Eve according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Music of Jennifer Miko with Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, our phone guest today is Sister Evelyn Kambuku. She's a missionary in the nation of Malawi, Africa, and working with the ministry outreach called Tag Kids Club, a children and youth outreach to young people. Eve, you were sharing, I wanted to ask if you'll share with us more about this side of the ministry whereby you're discipling older children to minister to the younger mm-hmm. children. Would you tell our listeners about that?
Mm-hmm. Our kids here in Malawi, we have got kids from different villages and different schools. So we thought it wise that we can even reach out to our youth in our communities. So for these youth that have joined us, we have recently trained about 20 youth from our villages. We have trained these youth so that they can be going to the villages and teach the children the word of God. So our plan is to accommodate these youth, to mentor these youth, so that they can be the leaders and the teachers of our communities. We believe that if we train the youth in our area, we are keeping them away from going to the different places where they can do some bad behaviors. But we want to accommodate them so that they can be spending more time in our ministry. They can be spending more time with Tag Kids Club, and avoid doing other things that can distract them. So we thought of training these youth so that they can teach the children the word of God. And we believe that training these youth, it's a way of just telling them more about Christ as well, because we believe that as they are teaching the kids, they are also knowing the word. Their knowledge about God is increasing by teaching the word to the kids as well. And the kids so much love to have this youth with them, because the youth can be able to have games with them and other activities with the kids. So it's a very good idea. It's something that we are so happy to have this youth, because now we know that we are reaching out to the generation that will change the next generation.
Mm. You know, Sister Eve, I really appreciate you sharing that side of the ministry in it, because that is so wise. And to be very honest with you, not only is it wise on your part as the church in Malawi to do that, I believe the church all over the world, in every culture and every community, would be wise to train young people to not only be discipled, but to be disciple makers, to teach and train them to do ministry. The church, I believe, you might almost say, it desperately needs to put our young people to work in the kingdom of God. And there's so many things children and young people have the gifts and the strengths to do. And again, there's no junior Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will use available vessels, whether they're adults, whether they're teenagers, and even as children. And so praise God for the fact that you all are wise enough to put young people to work. And I hope listeners everywhere that hear the broadcast will learn from that, because we really need to be putting our young people to work in so, so many more ways in God's kingdom. Father, thank you again for Sister Eve, and thank you for the ministry of TAG Kids Club, and thank you for the work they're doing to reach and share the gospel with children and young people as well. And thank you for how that they're teaching, training, and discipling young people to, in turn, disciple other young people as well. And thank you for the wisdom behind that and the fruit behind that. And thank you for the growth that can and will and is happening in the lives of those young people that are becoming leaders in the ministry. Help us to know, Lord, that's our job, to equip them to be doing the work of ministry as well. And what a blessing it is to be involved in that outreach. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Sister Eve, as far as the ministry of TAG Kids Club then, so your plan is, am I understanding you, the plan is you're looking to go to every nation on the continent of Africa. Is that right?
Yes.
That's great. That's great to hear. Well, tell our listeners maybe what are some specific ways that you would ask them to pray for, specifically for TAG Kids Club, but also for the church as a whole, not only in Malawi, but on the continent of Africa. What are some things you'd ask our listeners to pray for your ministry, as well as the church as a whole in Malawi and on the continent of Africa as well?
I don't know with what is happening in the U.S., but just looking at the background that we have here in Malawi, there are a lot of things that are happening. We've got so many false teachings in our different churches. Mostly people now are focusing on prosperity gospel because of how our countries are. We are a poor country, so a lot of people are just focusing on if you know God, you will get rich or something like that. So we have got new churches now that have come out that are teaching false word. So we just want us as Christians to be praying for all of the churches and to be praying for ministers of God so that they can be teaching the word of God, not something that is not in the Bible. Because now people are just mixing things together. They are taking Christianity as as just a casual thing now. So it's so sad to see how some churches are operating. I don't know how it is, Pastor Joseph, there in the U.S., but now we've got churches that are allowing different things that are not pleasing to God, that allowing those things to be happening in churches. So we should just be praying for the church as a whole, that we should not lose the foundations of the church. We should stick to Jesus. We should tell people the truth, and we should be able to condemn whatever false teachings that people are bringing to churches. So it is my prayer, and we should join hands as Christians to pray for these churches. Because here I'm saying even ministers of God, some people, they are screaming to be ministers of God, yet they are teaching false teachings. So let us stand together and pray for the church as a whole. And we should pray that God should raise young people and even people that have the confidence and that have the boldness to proclaim the word of God. Even as we are teaching the kids, we are encouraging them that they, when they go out there, they should be able to say and teach others what they have learned. Because we have got people that are telling them not to share the word. But now we should have many people that should go out there and tell people the truth, and the truth that only Jesus can save us, nothing else.
Okay. Would you pray specifically about that now before our time runs out?
Thank you. Father, we give you all the glory and all the honor, for you are the God who is faithful. We thank you, God, because you are the same today, tomorrow, and the days to come. Father, we pray for the church as a whole. We pray for each and every church that we have. Father, we pray that we should have men of God that are teaching the word of God to the congregation, Father. We pray for different churches that are departing from your word, Father. We pray, Jehovah, that you should be able to bring them back to you, Lord Almighty. Father, we pray for all of those pastors that have turned from your word. Father, we pray that may you rebuke them in a special way so that they can return back to you, Father. We pray for all the churches here in Malawi and across the countries, in the U.S. and other countries. We pray that may they be the Spirit of the Lord in these churches, Father. And we pray that so many people should come to know you in these churches. We pray, Father, for the boldness of those that are standing on the truth so that they can continue to proclaim your word. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. And Father, to thank you for Sister Eve. Thank you again for the work and the calling of TAG Kids Club in Malawi and in many other places as well. And Father, more and more empower the church to be the faithful church you've called it to be, that is faithfully preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, faithfully teaching believers the word of God, and helping people to be living by sound doctrine, teaching and preaching sound doctrine, and steering away from anything that doesn't line up with your word, but embracing wisdom and truth that does line up with your word. Help the church to be all that you would have it to be in the country of Malawi and more all over the world. Help us to know, Lord, that the greatest need in the world is for Jesus. And help us as the church to know that by your mercy and grace, you've raised the church up to be the greatest institution in the world, the means whereby you're bringing the gospel and the word of God to a world that desperately needs it. Help us to faithfully be about your business in doing these things. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, Sister Eve, thank you so much. Our time is about gone here, but thank you so much for being with us. And please continue the great work you're doing. And thank you again for letting the Lord use you to do that work, carrying the work of the mission of TAG Kids Club to Malawi and beyond. So thanks for being with us today, all right?
Thank you for having me. May God bless you. And just say thank you to the producer. May God bless him as well.
Amen. Amen. And we're encouraging every single listener to pray much for Sister Eve and the work and the work and ministry of Tag Kids Club in Malawi and also in the U.S. and in any and all the other nations where Tag Kids Club is carrying its mission forward to carry out the Great Commission. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved and to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now and give your life to Jesus? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to live out your word and live in obedience to you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect and be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please be sure and get in touch with us. Again, we'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to really grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. So we definitely want to make that connection. Again, the email joseph@afr.net. And as we mentioned again, please pray for Sister Eve Kambuku and the work of Tag Kids Club in the nation of Malawi, on the continent of Africa, and any and everywhere in the U.S. and everywhere else the Lord calls the work and the mission of Tag Kids Club to go forward. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.